deliver me.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The portion of God's Word on which we meditate this evening is our psalm that we read earlier, Psalm 23. When you were a very young child, maybe one of the most frightening situations that you could be in was not having mom or dad right there when you were really scared. Maybe you woke up in the middle of the night screaming because of a bad dream, and what is it that you wanted? You wanted mom or dad to be right there with you. You're in the grocery store, you get separated from your mother, and all you could think about was having mom right next to you again. In a crowd, you're walking along with your father, and all of a sudden you can't find his hand, and panic sets in. Now, as parents, those fears are reversed somewhat. As a dad, I'm the one who panicked when that little hand slipped out of mine in a crowd. But for this evening, for a few minutes, I'd like us to all think back to when we were little children. In order to meditate on this familiar psalm, pretend that you're a frightened, helpless child. But then be assured, your shepherd is with you. Now, maybe I should have said, pretend that you're a frightened, helpless lamb or sheep, since we're talking about Jesus as our shepherd. But we really don't know too much what goes on in a sheep's mind. We can't really pretend to be a lamb in that respect. So how do we describe sheep? Well, I used to think that sheep were, stupid. The pig farmer that my brother and I worked for in high school decided at one time to shift from raising pigs to raising sheep. And my brother and I sometimes would have fun teasing the sheep and scaring them. They just seemed so skittish and they just didn't seem all that bright. But the predominant characteristic of sheep, which leads the Bible to use them as to talk about us, is this: sheep need to be led. They need to be led to their food. They need to be led to places where they can rest. So it's a good thing then that your shepherd is with you to provide for you. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. It's quite easy for us to take that lack of want for granted. We live in a great country, after all. And yes, we're told that our economy right now isn't that great, and we don't know when it's going to get better. And yet still, compared to many, many people in this world, we have an incredibly high standard of living. For many people in this world, we are rich Americans. And we tend to take that for granted. Now, I don't say that to try and make you feel guilty about what you have or to make you feel like you need to go and sell all of your possessions and give everything to a more deserving person in some destitute country. My point is this: when we take for granted the things that we have, we tend to forget how we got them in the first place. We tend to forget that it's our shepherd who provides for us. And provides for us abundantly. And how about how he provides for us spiritually? Do we take that for granted also? When's the last time that you were sitting in church and the sermon seemed to go on and your mind is just somewhere else? When's the last time that you came up for the Lord's Supper without really properly examining yourself to receive your Lord's body and blood? We dare not think that our Lord takes such sins for granted. And yet our shepherd continues to provide for us so that we're not in want. His very body and blood, which he gives to us, takes away all of our sins, even our sins of not preparing ourselves. His very word, to which sometimes we fail to pay close attention, speaks forgiveness to us as he takes away our sins. He takes and he retakes us to the green pastures of his word so that we never need to go hungry. He restores our soul so that we are refreshed and renewed every day so that we can serve him in joyful thanks. On our own, by ourselves, we wouldn't know where those green pastures are. We wouldn't know where the quiet waters are. As sheep of our loving shepherd, we need to be led to them. And that's exactly what Jesus does. He is with you, and he does provide for you. And your shepherd is also with you to protect you. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And we've already talked about potentially scary situations for us as people, especially as little children, being left alone, feeling lost, etc. But what about us as sheep? What kind of situations would we be in where those same kinds of fears would crop up in our minds and our hearts? Really, the same fears apply. If a sheep is separated from its flock, it's defenseless. It's not as if its cuteness or its soft wool is going to keep it from being attacked by a vicious animal. And that's where the shepherd, again, comes in, primarily his rod. His rod was the big club that he carried in addition to his staff. The big club that he carried to take whacks at wild animals that were trying to threaten or attack his sheep. Now, it may not sound like much of a defense just to have a club if you're going up against a lion, let's say. But the shepherd would fight, and we'd fight hard to protect his sheep. He didn't want anything to happen to them. And your shepherd, Jesus, fights even harder to protect you from harm. Now, you may never encounter an actual lion, a physical lion, other than when you go to the zoo. But you are constantly in harm's way, nonetheless. Peter says in his first letter, "Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour." Think about that picture for just a moment. There you are, a little sheep in the flock, all content and happy, munching away on your food. And you start to wander off just a little bit. And you figure it's okay because every once in a while you look up and you can still see the flock. You can still see the shepherd that they're there. And so you continue to wander just a little bit more and a little bit more. And you find this really great patch of grass and you're really happy. And then you look up and no longer can you see the flock. You can't see your shepherd anymore. You can't hear his voice. All you can hear are the deep-throated growls coming up behind you, getting closer and closer, and your heart just races. Have you heard the devil's growls lately? Have you felt the devil prowling around the outskirts of your mind, looking for an opportunity to pounce, looking for any chance he can to try and separate you from your shepherd? When that realization comes, when you realize that you have wandered off, and when you repent of wandering off, your shepherd comes and he scoops you up in his powerful arms and he brings you back to the fold. He calms you with his voice and you vow never to wander off again. Your shepherd is with you. Notice the words that come in the very middle of this psalm. "For you are with me." Our shepherd is present with us always. He's present in his word. He's present in his sacraments. And he constantly provides for everything that you'll ever need, both physically and spiritually. He constantly protects you so that you can say with David, "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. Please rise. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, Keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We will continue in our service on page 124 with the prayers, beginning with the Kyrie.
Abide with us and with all the faithful through time.